Books and Arts. Book Review. American History. Band of Sisters. The Agitators by Dorothy Wickenden.
Abraham Lincoln had his team of rivals, but they were all white men with high opinions of themselves. Female alliances also worked to end slavery and perfect the Union in 19th century America. In The Agitators, Dorothy Wickenden of The New Yorker profiles three neighbours who sought women's rights and freedom for African Americans. They banded together at a time when society mistrusted female activists. A newspaper published a letter calling one of their gatherings a tabernacle of mischief and fanaticism. Even for the time, that was an overreaction. As Ms. Wickenden shows, the trio's success depended on middle-class respectability. Martha Coffin Wright, a Quaker and mother of six, found her voice writing anti-slavery essays for the North Star, an abolitionist paper published by Frederick Douglass. Her friend, Frances Seward, was married to William, governor of New York and a future Secretary of State. With a pinched smile, she entertained Southern grandees and their charming wives. Mindful of his career prospects, William watched Frances's social agitation with concern, once forbidding her from publicly supporting a school for black students. The third member of the group is the best known and the most radical. Harriet Tubman, hailed as Moses, led hundreds of slaves north to freedom along the Underground Railroad. Her face may soon adorn the $20 bill, according to a spokesperson for Joe Biden's administration. Tubman found allies in Wright and Seward, both of whom volunteered their homes in upstate New York as Underground Railroad stops. Women, underrated as a matter of course, were less likely to fall under suspicion, Ms. Wickenden writes. The three became friends and comrades.